Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing dandy, Tony. You know, finer than frog hairs.
You know what I want to know, Bernie, is how come I've never been called for a poll? I never get ratings books. How do you figure out who to contact?
Well, it all is just randomly generated by the computer. And if you have a commercially listed home phone, you know, you've got a one in about 5 million chance of getting called.
Now, is that just the hard line, or can it be a cell phone, too?
We do not as yet do the cell phones, but that's something we're moving into.
I didn't know people still had hard lines in their houses.
Well, yeah. The one thing you need to do to try and adjust for that is make sure that the folks that you talk to on the hard lines, you're getting an adequate representation of younger voters, because they are mostly cell phone users, and a lot of data shows that there's not a lot of difference between those younger voters that you talk to who have landlines and the opinions of those who have cell phones. So as long as you cover the waterfront in terms of making sure the sample is good, you're covered. But we are going to get into contacting folks with cell phones.
Well, yesterday you and I talked about your latest polling, which was conducted May 10th. Just to finish up what we were talking about yesterday, I was a little bit surprised to see that the public really unfavors the MEA and the AFL-CIO. Folks are really having a challenge with unions, aren't they?
Well, those numbers show some slippage, and we also had the state chamber in there, and the chamber and the MEA have been above 50% in the past, and I think that over the past couple of years, with the problems with corporate excesses, business groups, including the chamber, have dropped in terms of how they're perceived, and certainly with everything that's been going on in terms of debate about issues with teacher pay and everything else, the MEA has suffered some slippage in their numbers as well.
Now, what I did see in the information that you sent me later yesterday was about the information you asked folks, do they think teachers and other school employees who work in our local public school, are they paid too much, too little, or whatever? And 48% thought it was about the right amount.
And that's very consistent with what the number has been in the past. So all of this debate that is taking place in the legislature and in the media, why, when you talk to the voters, why they do not think that teachers are overpaid. Now, it is different in terms of employee benefits. That is has increased slightly, and I think that that's partly responsive to the discussion about benefit levels for teachers. But still, you've got a higher percentage that says about right, and when you combine the too little with the about right, that's more than those saying it's too much. And the other thing that's important to note is on benefits, independent voters are lower than the statewide numbers, and Democrats say too much by only about 16%, but it's Republicans who say by 63% that the benefits are too high.
Bernie, what do the folks say about collective bargaining?
I think with the coverage of what happened in Wisconsin and a lot of demonstrations and debates about collective bargaining issues, discussions here in Michigan, they would oppose efforts to take away collective bargaining rights by 60 to 33%. 84% of Democrats oppose it. 65% of independent voters oppose it, while 61% of Republicans would say, "Yeah, take those benefits away." And if the labor movement were to put a ballot proposal on a future ballot, 2012 or otherwise, that would confirm or put in an amendment to the Constitution a protection for collective bargaining rights, that would lead by 57 to 33%, 79% among Democrats, 57% among independents, and a fairly low majority, 52% of Republicans, would oppose that.
And Bernie, if folks want to take a look at the results from your latest poll, where do they go?
They go to epicmra.com and click on the press room, and this whole poll, as well as a polling memo that breaks out the stuff that I sent you over 2 days, is all combined in two big documents.
Bernie, I always appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you kindly for having me. Mm-hmm.